Welcome, and thank you for watching this DMC video blog titled, Automating a SharePoint Dashboard is Essential. My name is Rick Reitz. I'm Director of Consulting Services at DMC, and I'll be discussing the following topics in this video blog. First, I'll define what a key performance indicator is, and we'll talk about how that relates to a dashboard. I'll show you a few SharePoint dashboard examples, and then we'll conclude with a quick summary of the benefits of a SharePoint dashboard. So a key performance indicator, what is it? Well, it's a quantifiable measurement of critical success factors that align with your overall company goals. They don't change very often, but the target goal value might change over time. It's usually recommended that each department select 3 to 5 key performance indicators. You don't want to have many more than that, or else people start to lose focus and you may not achieve any of your goals. In addition, it's important to set a target goal value. And in doing so, you'll often define red, yellow, and green thresholds. Red means it's a train wreck. You're not even coming close to achieving your goal. Yellow means, well, you've still got some work to do. And green means everything's going really, really well. So for key performance indicator reporting, a manual approach is better than no approach at all. Usually this will mean you have to generate reports from several different systems. In some cases, you might have to combine data, perhaps from a project management system or from your accounting system, and usually you'll use something like Excel to put that data together. In addition, you might have sales information in a customer relationship management system. You might have individual goals to track training progress, things of that nature. So basically, on a periodic basis, you're going to collect all this information and put together some reports. And then you're going to do it again the next day. Or if it's a weekly thing, you'll do it the next week. And on and on and on again. Really, you know, you can kind of see quickly that a ton of time and energy will go into creating these reports if they're not automated. You also end up with what I would refer to as an island of reporting, where, you know, you have data coming from each individual system, but you don't get that consolidated view of how you're doing overall across all of your KPIs. As soon as you generate the reports, they become obsolete, and you can't generate a new one on demand without a lot of extra effort. And unless you're disciplined, it's very hard to discern trends. So you may say, I'm going to do this every day, but then you skip a day, and then all of a sudden you're like, well, let's do this every week. And then you're like, well, we'll just do it monthly. It just becomes very difficult to discern trends when you're doing it on an ad hoc basis. In addition, it becomes very hard to share information with other people in the organization. Some stuff will come out in Excel, some will come out in PDF, some may come out in a web page. But really all boils down to why are dashboards important? I'm going to attribute that to a quote from Tom Peters, who's a management guru. And, you know, what he has said is, what gets measured gets done. And I think most people can easily agree with that. Your probability of achieving a goal is much, much higher if you're going to measure your progress. And that really goes for anything you're trying to achieve. This diagram just illustrates that, you know, organizations have a lot of different systems, but the goal of a dashboard is not to replace those systems, but it's to extract the key pieces of information in order to create a dashboard which aggregates all of your KPIs together so that you get that full comprehensive view of how your business is doing or your department. Here's an example of a company-wide dashboard pulling together some sales information, supply chain information, customer relationship management information. You get all of this information all at a glance, and you can start to see, you know, get a real full picture of how your business is doing. So I believe in SharePoint, especially as a terrific tool. One of its greatest benefits is being able to create dashboards. It is the market leader for collaboration and portals. A lot of people might be surprised to learn that there's over 100 million users of SharePoint worldwide, and actually surpassed $1 billion in sales faster than any other product that Microsoft has ever released. And one of the key reasons is that it's browser-based, so it's really easy for people to use and share information. You don't have to install any software on anybody's PC. If they have a browser, they're good to go. You can even connect from a mobile phone. So SharePoint's a tremendous value. It does a ton of different things. The purpose of this video blog is really just to show you the capabilities of business intelligence, specifically KPIs and dashboards. I will look to create additional video blogs to explain some of the other benefits and capabilities of SharePoint. So let me show you a few examples of dashboards. To take a look here, we're aggregating information from an Access database. We're also aggregating information from a Microsoft Dynamics Great Plains system. In addition, there's sales information that comes from a customer relationship management tool called Goldmine. This can also be done with Microsoft CRM. Even SharePoint list data can be aggregated and put into a dashboard. Here's an example of a social media dashboard. We've got the web traffic coming from Google Analytics. We've got data coming from Facebook and Twitter, the number of fans and followers you've added or lost over a period of time. You can also track the number of tweets being made about your organization. If you have a campaign management tool, there's usually a web service that you can pull the relevant information into your dashboard so you can kind of segment who you're targeting and measure the open rates and click rates. You can also measure the content that's being contributed to your website via blogs, case studies, whatever's appropriate for your business. Here's an example of a sales dashboard where we're looking at revenue as well as number of orders, really by the channel that's contributing to the overall revenue and orders being placed with the company. In addition, you might have a goal to attract new customers, and you might set red, yellow, and green thresholds to determine how close you're coming to achieving your goals. In addition, you might need to contain expenses. Here's just another way in which you can visualize the information. This is a grid view of sales information by territory. You can look at the previous year's data as well, so you get a little bit of a drill-down capability here. And with all of these dashboards, they have an interactive capability, so you can set a time range. In addition, you could filter down and choose a very specific person and make this a very personalized dashboard for an individual. And finally, can't neglect accounting. So here's an example where we've got some net income information being displayed, as well as external utilization, profit percentage. This could be gross profit, net profit. You also have a very powerful accounts receivable view where you can see for any account that's overdue, the number of days it's overdue, as well as how much money is owed to you. So that just gives you a taste for some of the different ways in which you could create a SharePoint dashboard. In addition, as I mentioned earlier, this is available as well on a mobile browser. So it could be an iPhone, it could be a BlackBerry. So long as it's got a browser on it, you'd be able to connect to it and look at it via SharePoint. So in summary, dashboard success is definitely rewarding, and automating the dashboards really gets you results. You get that holistic view of the business. You also are able to discern patterns and trends over a period of time, and you really get to motivate people. They really want to stay green, or they want to move from red to yellow and yellow to green. It saves you a ton of time if you automate, and overall, you're just going to make better decisions. And I'll come back to the quote I stated earlier, what gets measured gets done. So I want to thank you for watching this video blog. I hope you found it valuable. If you do have any questions about SharePoint, please don't hesitate to contact me directly. Again, my name is Rick Reitz. I'm director of our DMC SharePoint Solutions. I can be reached by phone directly at 312-386-7463. Again, Rick Reitz, 312-386-7463. Good luck with your dashboards. They actually